Frustration. Can you just hear the frustration in Jesus' voice, in his teaching, and in his message? It's so easy to get frustrated when you feel that your message is falling on deaf ears. It is possibly Jesus' frustration with the situation that pushes him to the point of getting up and teaching in the middle of the festival. One could call this an act of righteous anger. In his teaching, Jesus has very challenging words for the folks that are critical of his message. He points out that others have been quick to jump to conclusions about who he is and what he has come to do. Some people gathered at the festival think that Jesus may be the Messiah, and they are trying to figure out who he is. The Pharisees and the scribes feel challenged. The status quo is being upset by Jesus' prophetic teaching, and they are getting nervous, needing to put an end to Jesus' popularity and effectively make a spectacle of him. They need to squelch his influence before he gets too politically powerful and becomes able to overthrow them. Jesus was indeed righteously angry. His opponents and detractors were just plain angry. My first thought after reading our gospel message this evening is how easy it is to get caught up and twisted into thinking something about someone else based on another's testimony. Leaders want the people to think that Jesus' teaching is bad because it goes against what they are teaching. They want others to think that Jesus is a threat to their well-being, so they create trumped-up charges of blasphemy and heresy. In this context, I feel that we are called to make up our own mind. We need to decide for ourselves who this prophetic teacher Jesus really is. He is revealed to us as very human and gets as aggravated and frustrated as we do. Yet his teaching is unlike any that has ever been before him or any that has come since. Have you ever really considered how often and in how many different ways you, and when I say you, I'm talking to myself too, might judge according to appearance and not with righteous judgment? A typical Western Christian's approach to faith has been and was through the head. Maybe it's a hangover from the Greek philosophy that is such an integral part of Western culture and in which it was believed that to know the good is to do the good. This, however, is not the anthropology of Scripture or of a Christian life. A better anthropology is what the heart loves, the will chooses, the mind justifies, and the life acts out. And in the spirit of good scholarship and full disclosure, I modified this from a statement by Dr. Ashley Null made concerning the anthropology of Archbishop Thomas Cranmer. A righteous person is not someone who dots all the I's and crosses all the T's, according to some objective human standard of judgment. A righteous person is not a person with the right status or authority, education or learning, outward behavior or words. A righteous person is a person who has a right relationship with God. Righteous judgment always seeks righteousness, which is always seeking the righteous one. righteousness, including righteousness of judgment, doesn't make any sense without relationship to and with God. This is the kind of righteousness illustrated by Jesus, who came to do the work of a loving and righteous God. Jesus' doctrine was also the doctrine of God who sent him. Indeed, right relationship with God starts with the heart and not necessarily with the head. Amen.